Gaines Dog Food presents Juvenile Jury. Yes, it's Juvenile Jury, brought to you by GAINES, Gaines Complete Meal, a meal that nourishes every inch of your dog. We invite you to spend 30 minutes with the children of America as they attempt to solve the problems which you, the listeners, send in. Of course, if your problem concerns the feeding of your dog, our jurors will give you just one answer. They'll tell you to feed Gaines Complete Meal. Gaines is more economical to feed than any other type of dog food. Gaines is a meal dogs love. Gaines is America's largest selling dog food. Now, to introduce the jurors, here's the originator of Juvenile Jury and our program moderator, Jack Barry.
Thank you, John Scott. Hello again, everyone. Where do you prove that children should be heard as well as seen as five average alert youngsters, their ages ranging from 5 to 10? Reading from left to right, and
he's... Pippa Lane, age 7. Adam Morgan, age 5.
Tom Moore, age 9.
Teddy Blue, age 10.
Teddy Huffington, age 6.
Thank you, children. Now let's get into the mailbag for our very first question. As you know, for every question put before the jury, the sender will receive a $100 monitor combination radio phonograph with an automatic record changer that plays both 10 and 12 inch records, plus a complete album of 4 brand new comedy records by George Burns and Gracie Allen, one of the top 10 albums. And here is that first letter. It came from New York City, sent us by Mrs. F.L., to whom we're sending a combination radio phonograph plus the top 10 albums. Now, here's the problem. She says, what can I do with my 4-year-old son who wakes up at night and, to amuse himself, keeps rocking from side to side, causing his bed to sleep? The noise wakes us all up. I've tried talking to him, but it's no good. What can we do? Charlie Hankinson.
Well, I think we should take a nap in the afternoon. Well, if he does, he'll
Wait a while, Charlie. Let me get this straight. You say if he takes a nap, that'll make him squeak? What you're trying to say is that he maybe oil the bed or something like that?
He oil
was
a
switch
off.
Oh, I see.
But he might wake up early.
Oh, well, as the old saying goes, oil's well that ends well. Peggy Bruder.
Well, why don't you put legs in the bottom of his pajamas?
Stop him from rolling. Thank you, Peggy. Tong Lu?
Oil the spring.
All right, that's a little more sensible suggestion. Robin Morgan.
Well, maybe the mother should put him to sleep in a hammock. Then he can rock without making noises, and he'll also be ready for the neighbor when he grows up.
Very practical, Robin. Thank you. Dickie Orland.
And then he wakes up in the middle of the night because he's waiting a lot. Or maybe something else is wrong with him.
Maybe. You may have a lot of worries, but you have one sort or another. Charlie Hankinson?
Well, I think that you could, and maybe something is wrong with him. So you better get up. You might have to go to the bathroom and look at
I think that's what Vicky was trying to say, but more delicately, old boy. That may be. I'm sure there's something wrong with somebody. I don't know. Well, kids, I think that oiling the bed would certainly help him. Maybe if they made him take a little rest, or not too much rest, as a matter of fact, in the afternoon, he would be tired enough so that he would sleep the entire night through. Or if he got a little more exercise than he's accustomed to, in that way, he might sleep longer. Now, kids, I just want to spend a moment with you to tell you about something maybe not you're not aware of. Last Wednesday night,
Jack Parr,
who is a bright, rising new comic out on the West Coast, involved you kids on the juvenile jury in a feud that he's having with one of the nation's most well-known comedians, the best comedians in the country.
Now,
just
a minute.
But what is Red Skelton doing, Jack Parr?
Wait a while. I didn't say anything about Red Skelton, but see, the man's name is Jack Parr, apparently. P-A-R, Jack Parr. And he is having a feud not with Red Skelton, he certainly is one of the nation's best comedians, but rather with Fred Allen. And it appears that on Jack Parr's program last week, he said that if Fred Allen didn't stop picking on him, he was going to have you kids on the juvenile jury hit Fred Allen on the head with a popsicle. Now, I thought this was a little drastic myself, although I don't know. How do you feel about it? What do you think of that, Dickie? Yeah.
Well, maybe Jack Parr belongs to the juvenile
people. You think he's trying to draw up some business for them? Yes, Charlie Atkinson.
If he got a popsicle, I would say he'd want to
do. You would, huh? Well, I don't think you want to do that to Fred Allen or to Jack Parr, as a matter of fact. And I think they're both doing it in good humor, Dickie. Thank you for the suggestion. Now, our next letter is from a Mrs. S.B. who lives in Edgewater, New Jersey. Mrs. B. will receive a $100 radio phonograph and a top 10 album for putting her problem before you kids. Here's what she writes. She says, whenever I go shopping, my 7-year-old son gets a pair of scissors and cuts his young sister's hair off. Now, they both think it's great fun, but she looks very unattractive when he gets through with her. What should I do? Now, this is pretty tough. Sally Hankerson.
Well, I think that you should take your sister shopping with you. And then he'll be looking for, and he can look through bed till you get back, and then he can't find him to cut his hair off his younger sister.
Take the scissors shopping with you?
Yeah.
I wonder what the scissors will buy when you go along the shop.
Well, why nothing, but then your hair will come off.
Yes. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Brutus.
Well, I don't see what the problem is, because once he cuts off her hair, there won't be any hair left for him to cut off.
Maybe I think you have a mistaken notion. Hair does grow back in, but maybe not for a little while anyway. Yes, if you are, right?
Well, if the sister doesn't care about her look, maybe the mother can lend her out to a barber school.
Why would they want to do that for?
Because then the barber could practice on her.
Oh. All right, Dickie. I think the mother certainly has more concern for a daughter than that, though. Robin Morgan?
Well, when the little boy becomes a famous barber like Terry Como, at least his little sister can be proud of him with his first patient.
I think that Terry Como was more famous as a singer than as a barber, although he didn't.
Well, I think that because he was a singer, he was a barber.
Yes, that's right. But I think he's more famous as a singer than as a barber. Isn't that right?
Well, I think that last time he must have been pretty famous as a barber to get pretty famous as a singer.
All right, okay. Let's just agree that Terry Como is pretty famous and let it go at that. Kong Lu.
Maybe he got it from a book.
Got this from a book?
Yeah. You have your scissors.
Well, I didn't come here to bury anybody, but I'm not sure that we won't. Thank you, John. That is very sharp thinking. That is Shades of Patsy Walker, who used to come out with those regularly on each program. Charlie Hankinson.
Well, I think that if you lose the cup so much, why you don't get him a scrapbook and then get him into a certain football place or whatever he likes. And then he'll be cutting them out all the time if he wants to lose scissors so much.
All right, Charlie. Thank you. Well, how did you say that word?
If he wants to lose scissors so much.
That's pretty tough word to say, isn't it, Charlie?
What?
Scissors. That's pretty hard to say, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Not for me. Maybe for some fellas.
Well, kid, it may not be too hard to say to Charlie, but I think this is a pretty dangerous pastime, and this son should certainly be given a talking to, and perhaps the mother should lock those scissors up or take them with her, just as you suggested earlier, Charlie. Now, here is our popular feature, Gaines' Dog Guest of the Week. Each week, we bring a real dog on stage to see if the juvenile jury can identify it. And here it comes now.
This is John Scott speaking off stage. The jurors can't hear me, but Gaines' Dog Guest of the Week today is a Manchester Terrier. Now, back to Jack Barry.
Well, now, kids, with his small, bright, sparkling eyes and erect pointed ears and whip tail, this little fellow looks mighty pert.
stands about 15 inches high at the shoulders, and he weighs, I'd guess, about 25 pounds. And now, just look at that short, close coat of his. Mostly black with rich tan markings, and it's so glossy it really shines. Now, who knows what kind of a dog this is? We'll take a guess. Peggy Bruder, our expert, tanned up, and I'm not going to call her right away. I got a hunch she knows. Any of the other kids want to take a guess? What kind of a dog it is? What kind do you think it is, Charlie? Want to take a guess? Anybody else want? Go ahead, Charlie.
Maybe a pincer, some kind of a pincer or something.
Oh, we're up from scissors to pincers, huh? All right. Robin Morgan?
Well, I think it's a grown-up chihuahua.
Certainly looks like one. Well, Peggy Bruder, what is it?
Well, it's either a Doberman pincher or maybe it's a Mexican hairless.
Oh, no, you're not right either. Robin wants to take one more guess?
I think it's a baby Doberman pincher.
No, I'm going to have to tell you, kids, James' dog guest of the week is a Manchester Terrier, and his name is Chunky. That's because he was such a fat little fellow when he was a puppy. Now, these dogs, as you probably know, come from, wait a minute, suppose you tell us, where do they come from? Dickie Orland.
Maybe they come from England?
Maybe. What do you think, Charlie Hankinson?
England.
Mm-hmm. Peggy?
Manchester.
Mm-hmm. Robin?
Well, I think they might come from Chunkalina.
Chunkalina?
Well, his name is Chunky.
Oh,
so other funny names of countries, there must be a name of Chunkalina.
I'm sure there is, but actually, England is the real home of the Manchester Terrier. According to the Manchester Terrier Club of America, they're named after the district of Manchester. You were right, Peggy. That's the place where the breed first came into being. By the way, can anyone guess what dogs might have been the ancestors of Manchester Terriers? Peggy?
The Doberman Pinscher?
No. Robin?
The Doberman Pinscher and the Chihuahua.
What is with you with this Chihuahua this afternoon, Robin? Yes, well, we're not in such good shape ourselves right now. Anybody else want to take a guess what the ancestors were of this dog, or do I have to tell you? Once more, Peggy, okay?
Well, just a guess. It looks a little like Mexican hairless.
No, the truth of the matter is that Manchester Terriers are a cross between Whippets and English black and tan terriers. Now, you didn't do so good on that, but who can tell me what kind of work these terriers are used for? What kind of work were they used for? Anybody want to take a guess at this one? Kong Lu.
Hunting?
Let's see if we can get some more guesses. Robin?
Well, maybe they're used for hunting junk.
Because his name is Junkie, I suppose. Peggy Bruder?
Maybe they hunt game.
Well, you're pretty close on this. Maybe I phrased it a little incorrectly. You see, these dogs were used for sports rather than work. They took part in rat-killing contests and in rabbit coursing. That's how they came to be so famous. Today, however, they are mostly pets and companion dogs, but they've still got that old terrier fight in them. Chunky here, for instance, once found an intruder in his owner's home. The intruder got away, but not with the seat of his pants. That remained in Chunky's mouth.
Sounds like the Gaines story, Jack.
How so, Scotty?
Well, once a dog gets a hold of Gaines, you just can't get him to give it up. Nor would a smart dog owner try. Gaines' complete meal contains everything dogs are known to need. Fats, carbohydrates, proteins, plus all the essential vitamins and minerals in more than required amount. Now, you're thinking probably that since Gaines nourishes every inch of a dog, it must be darned expensive. Well, it's not, though. Actually, Gaines is more economical to feed than any other type of dog food. For example, canned dog foods are cooked in the can, so they may contain up to 70% moisture. But Gaines is dry food, over 90% concentrated food. You add the moisture yourself at no extra cost. No wonder we say, buy nourishment, buy Gaines. Ask your grocer or pet supply store for Gaines' complete meal tomorrow. Then listen to that four-footed pal of yours speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
Thanks, Scotty, and thanks to our Gaines dog guest of the week. Take a bow, Chunky. Now, as a regular feature of Juvenile Jury, we invite our younger listeners to present their problems here in person. This week we have with us 4.5-year-old Sharon Ryan, who lives in Staten Island. Sharon, will you tell your problem to the jury?
Yes. Mommy likes my hair down, and I like it up.
I see, and you want to know what to do about it, huh? Okay, kids, well, let's see if we can solve this for her. Peggy Bruder?
Well, why do you want to wear your hair up?
Because I look older with it on.
Well, why doesn't your mother want you to wear it down?
Well, if I wear it down, I get snarls in it.
You get snarls in it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Charlie?
What do you mean snarls in it?
Because I jump all around, and that's how I get snarls in it.
I see. Snarls get little knots in it, Charlie. Sometimes you have to use scissors on them, you know. Dickie Erland.
What do you want to look old for?
Because the look of Maple Leaf, the teacher can take me to school.
Well, isn't that
well,
nice?
Well, my cousin says that she always wants to look young. And you say that you want to look old. So I think that both of you should get together.
Reach a happy compromise. Robin Morgan.
Well, what do you do with your hair in the wintertime?
I put it down.
Uh-huh.
Why do you put it down?
Because then...
That's very nice.
Wait, Robin, you give a chance to finish, old girl.
Where the hair goes down, then... My back won't get so cold.
Oh, fine. Sharon, how does your daddy feel about it?
Hey, what?
how does your daddy feel about it?
He thinks it looks pretty down.
He does, huh? I see. All right, any more questions, Kong Lu?
Well, why do you want to wear it up?
Because I look older.
Yeah, that's what she said before. Charlie Hankinson.
Why do you want to look older?
I think she said that, too.
Because Mike believes the teacher takes me to school.
Yeah. All right. Now, kids, let's have a little rundown here. Let's see what you think about it. You think her hair should be worn up or down? Dickie, what do you think?
Well, I think that you should wear your hair down. Because while you have hair on your head, you should take advantage of it.
All right, Dickie, there's one vote for down. Robin, what do you think?
Well, I think the fashions now are for clothes to come down, because the skirts are coming down, and I think that hair should be kept down, too.
All right, Robin, that's two votes. Kong Lu, what do you think?
I think she should keep her hair down because she should look her age.
All right, thank you, Kong. Peggy Bruder?
Well, I definitely think that you should keep it down because you'll be once only one time, and then you'll always be old, and you can never get young again.
That's a very nice thought, Peggy. And finally, Charlie Hankinson.
I think that you should wear it down.
Why?
Because you look prettier.
Well, Sharon, I'm afraid that all five members of the juvenile jury agree unanimously that you should wear your hair down because you look pretty and you look young. Thank you very much for being with us, Sharon Ryan. Now here's a word for our listeners. If you'd like to attend the Juvenile Jury broadcast here in New York, just write to Juvenile Jury, Box 148, New York 8, and your free tickets will be mailed out. For tickets to Juvenile Jury, write to Juvenile Jury, Box 148, New York 8. Here's our next question, kids, from Boston, Massachusetts. A young man appeals for our help. Master PJH will receive a monitor, combination radio phonograph of a top 10 record album. Here's what he writes. He says, I have a 9-year-old sister, and she likes to keep punching me. Whenever she has nothing to do, she starts punching me because she says it's good for her muscles. What should I do? I'm 10 years old. Charlie?
Well, why don't you ask your parents to get her a punching bag? Then when she wants to punch, she just can smack the punching bag.
That sounds sensible to me, Charlie. Peggy Bruder?
Well, the boy is older than the girl, right?
Yes, the boy is 10 and the girl is 9.
Well, then I don't see why he should let her punch him in the belly.
Wait a while. No one said anything about a belly. Just said punch. They didn't say anything about the belly.
Anyway, I think he should have more pride than that.
I see. All right. Dickie Orland?
Well, I think that they should get a punching bag, like Charlie said, or let him hang up one of those hot water bottles.
That certainly would solve it. Robin Morgan?
Well, why doesn't he hit her right back?
Oh, Robin, you wouldn't want a boy to hit a girl.
Well, then why doesn't he hire another girl to fight for him?
All right, we'll put the plea out right now. Kong Lu.
How old is the boy?
Well, the boy, as I said a moment ago, is 10, and the girl...
How old is the girl?
She's 9.
Well, tell her that she should respect her elders.
Yes, that's right. There is a year difference. Charlie Hankinson.
Well, I think that if you, when you think he's going to punch his dead near a table, and then when he's near the table, soon she's going to punch him in the head, he just move over and let her get her head on the table, and then that will hurt her. So let's really stop doing that. That's soon as that happens once.
All right. Well, Charlie, you sound as if you've had a lot of experience with something like this. You don't have a sister, do you?
No, I don't have nobody.
Oh, you sure have. You have a lovely mother and father. Well, now, Robin Morgan.
Well, why doesn't the little boy tell his sister that she won't be able to wear a bathing suit because girls don't look good in muscles?
No, I guess they don't have that. That's sort of a manly trait. Kung Lu?
Why don't you wear armor?
All right. Good suggestion. Peggy Bruder?
Well, is his sister named Judy?
Judy? I don't know. Doesn't say. His name is Paul, but doesn't say. Why do you ask if his sister's name is Judy?
She sounds like Punchin' Judy.
She sure does. Finally, Charlie Hankinson.
Well, I think that you should either,
Well, either that or something else. Yes. Well, that'll solve it very nicely, thank you, Charlie. However, I feel that if they can't deal with this situation themselves, that the sister, at any rate, if she won't listen to reason, why, the parents should certainly take a hand in this matter, because the boy doesn't want to hit the girl back. Now, our jurors will be back in just a moment with more questions and answers. Now, here's John Scott and Gaines' Talking Dog.
Here, Gainesy. Here, boy. Come on.
How are you, fella?
What's new?
Your collar. Oh, I see. Where did you get that? Drum master. How come? He feeds you Gaines. Oh, and with the money he saves, you get a new collar. Oh, well, that's not surprising, Gainesy, because Gaines' Complete Meal is more economical to feed than any other type of dog food. Just listen. A 5-pound package of Gaines, just one 5-pound package, provides nourishment equal to 15 1-pound cans of canned dog food. Yes, and this is absolutely amazing. That 5-pound package of Gaines Complete Meal costs less than half as much as the canned dog food. And also, what, boy? Gaines nourishes every inch of a dog. Right, boy. Gaines is a nutritionally balanced complete meal, and it provides many things meat alone cannot provide. That's why we always say, what, boy? By nourishment, by Gaines. Right. Guess you know what's good for you, boy. You always speak. Speak for Gaines. It's America's largest selling dog food.
Thank you, John Scott and Gaines. Our second in-person guest this week is 6-year-old Louis Zagon of Brooklyn, New York. Lou, will you please tell your problem to the jury?
My problem is, I want my mother to give me arms every week, but she thinks I'm too young. I hope the jury can help me.
I think they can help you. Charlie Hankinson.
Well, what do you want now, and what do you want it for?
So I can buy things.
Mm-hmm. Peggy?
Well, how often do you want to be paid?
What? What'd you say?
How often do you want to be paid?
A week.
Every week? Once a week. All right.
And how often do you get paid?
Only a day.
How much a day?
5 cents a day.
And how much do you want?
I want a dollar.
And how old did you say that you were?
What?
How old did you say you were?
6.
And you want a dollar a week or a dollar a day?
A dollar a week.
Oh, that's more like it, huh, Robin Morgan?
Are you sure that that's all you wanted for the fans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Louis, what do you want to be when you get older?
You know what?
What?
My mother was consent to give me allowance. I would like to take Robin Morgan out.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a second here, Lou. Wait a minute.
Well, do you think that Robin's mother would let her go out with you?
I don't know, but can't you try to convince her?
Robin, what do you got to say about
this? Well, I think you're a little too young.
I think she's a little too young, too, both of you. But I don't know. Maybe we can get both you youngsters together after the program. And...
maybe.
Hmm? Well, maybe we can take both of you out with your mothers and dads and have a nice big ice cream soda or something like that. Well, now, let's get back to the... you know, Lou. That's another problem, you know. Let's get back to the problem on hand about the allowance here. What do you think about it? Some more questions here, kids? Charlie?
Well, if he wants allowance, I get 25 cents that I put in the bank.
All right. Dickie?
Well, if you want $1 a week, when you buy everything you want and you have some extra money, where do you put that?
I'll save it up in my bank until I save a lot, and I'll buy big things like accessories for my electric fence, roller skates, football, anything that I want. And I might.
How long are you planning to save the rest of your life? Tom Lou?
You want to have a bank account?
No. Because I'm too young for a bank account.
I see. Peggy?
Well, doesn't your mother buy quite many things each day?
Yes, but I want to buy my own things.
Well,
my own money.
But can't you give you money and you buy it?
No, I want to use my own money.
She wants to be a little independent, Peggy, I think. Yes. Any more questions to ask here? If not, we'll take a quick rundown. Now, he wants to get $1 a week, and he gets a nickel a day. Dickie, what do you think? What should he get?
Well, I don't think he should get an allowance at all, because I found out that I get more money without one.
All right, Dickie, that may be true in his case, too. What do you think, Robin Morgan? Be careful how you answer, dear. You're on the spot.
Well, maybe your mother is training you to be a banker. So why don't you ask her to please let you be a banker on Tuesday and Saturday. And
I think I will.
For the rest of the week.
I think I will.
You're just trying to agree with her to get on the good side of it. It's all right. Robin usually gives pretty good advice. Tom Lou?
Well, I don't think you should get $1 a week, but you can get $1.25.
25 cents a week?
Sure.
All right. Peggy Bruder?
Well, 25 cents is less than he has right now.
That's right.
I think 35 cents is very sufficient.
35 cents is enough. And finally, Charlie Hankinson.
25 cents, I think he could just get.
He should get 25 cents. Well, you get 35 now. The rest of the kids don't seem to think that that you should get $1, Lou. But maybe you can do a little extra work around the house, earn a little more money. And by the way, do come back to see us again when you're a little older. Will you, Louis? Goodbye, and thank you very much for being with us. Now here's John Scott to tell you how you may win a watch.
If you have a question, send it to Juvenile Jury, Box 148, New York 8, New York. If your question is used on the air, you'll receive a $100 monitor combination radio phonograph with an automatic record changer that plays both 10 and 12-inch records, plus a complete album of four brand-new comedy records by George Burns and Gracie Allen, one of the top 10 albums. The decision of the judges is final, and all questions become our property.
Thank you, John. I didn't quite watch my language that time. We no longer have watches. We have radio phonographs. Our time is up, so until next week, good luck from...
Dickie Allen,
Robin Morgan,
Tom Lou, Peggy Bruder, Charlie Hankinson.
And from me, Jack Barry, with this closing thought. Out of the mouths of babes, oft times come gems. Goodbye.
Juvenile Jury, presented each week at the same time by Games Complete Meal, a meal that nourishes every inch of your dog. This is John Scott speaking. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for a fascinating story of strange events and their common sense explanation on The House of Mystery, which follows in just a moment. This is the world's largest network serving more than 450 radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.